In 1162, a yacht sailed into the blue. In 493, Plato paid harbor fees. In 1284, was the first ever shore. In 928, modern machine was first made. Something's after going on. What's the story with this thing? All kinds of carry on. Look, yachts after.
Hello and welcome to Look Yachts After Happening.
Hello, welcome back. It's a fantastic day here on the docks, and we're here for another episode of Look Yachts After Happening. My name, of course, Captain Jack Kraken, and I'm joined by my first mate.
Well, yes, of course, I am everybody's first mate. That's what I've agreed to. So if you've got a boat out there and you are looking around, you'll just find me. I'll just appear inside your yacht and I'm just going to get stuck in, okay?
You'll grab whatever rigging needs doing. I've seen you work in the galleys, you know, like whipping up some food and stuff.
Absolutely, you know, whatever, sometimes I'll just do a bit of a tidy up around the place.
Yeah, you're a very handy pirate to have, or a very handy...
Yachtsman, I'm a yachtsman, really.
Exactly, sorry.
Now, of course, I should give my name. It's Simon Bryman.
Of course, yes, Simon, yeah.
And
You've got a pair of lips that are barely attached to your face.
That's right, yeah.
They just flip around the place.
They flip around. I was raised in a kind of in a special school where they have a kind of thing where you're not supposed to have your lips touch each other when you're talking.
Oh, yeah. So I've heard you used to say that you'd have to put... like a zucchini between your lips, and that's how you talk throughout the whole day. You'd have what do they call it? What sort of vegetable is a zucchini?
Courgette.
It's a courgette, but it's like a fleshy one. What are they called? Oh, I don't know. It's been years since I've had a vegetable.
That's right. How's that diet going?
Well, Lord, listen, it's...
You feel like you're not a real pirate unless you got the scurvy.
Well, that's it. Yeah, I mean, yeah. My father had scurvy, his father had scurvy. You have to, unless you're losing a limb or you've already lost a limb, you're not a real pirate. That's what my pop used to say.
You've tried so many times to lose a limb.
Can't. They're stuck on.
Yeah, you know, I mean, intentionally you cycle around the place without any lights on.
Oh, yeah, I do my best. You know when you're getting into a lift... and, you know, the doors close, and sometimes, you know, you're scared I'll get caught, something caught in it. And if I get caught, then, you know, you've seen kind of in horror films where someone's in a lift, leg is outside, they head up through, the hole, as it was, and they lose a limb.
Leg is outside, they head up through the hole.
Yeah.
There it is.
Well, we've already... we've mentioned our first hole.
Yeah, that's right.
That's of course, we have hole bingo every episode. And first mention of a hole, of course, gets a little ding on the cymbals. But anyway, listen, I've been doing my best. I leave my leg out of every lift that I get into.
You tried to 127 hours yourself one time, didn't you?
I did, yeah. Well, what I did was... It was a glorious day. I was out in the Grand Canyon. And,
A bit too grand for your liking.
A little bit too grand, yeah. So there weren't a huge amount of small gaps to get stuck in.
Yeah.
So I was...
you went up to the guide and were like, what's the smallest part of this Grand Canyon? Like, can I get to one end and just, like, jam my arm in it by mistake?
Is there cracks or something, you know, like... Obviously, the Grand Canyon, most of it's large, but surely there's a corner, or maybe there's just.
It's got to start somewhere.
Yeah, where's the entrance point?
Yeah.
You know, where you sort of drop in, and I explained to him what I'm trying to do is jam an arm into a grike of some sort, and he wasn't having it.
No.
So I gutted him like a fish.
Jesus Christ.
I know, I just gave him a very poor review. You know, I'm...
Yes, scathing. You're famous for your scathing reviews. Let's hear one of them now. I believe you went to a tool shop.
Oh, yeah. Mike's Tools.
Week. Mike's Tools. Let's hear all about it.
Well, first thing when you walk in the door of Mike's Tools, right? They have a sign right behind the counter that says, "The customer is always right." Well... Hearties.
Even about anything.
They're about anything.
If you're like, do I need like a non-slip? I don't. If you go in and say, I don't need like a proper ladder, I'll just make one out of sticks, they're like, you're absolutely right.
Yeah. And that's what they're supposed to do. Just give you positive feedback. And that's what I go into Mike's Tools for. You know, I'm not.
This nail gun's safe against the temples, right? They're like, yep, you're always right.
Yeah. And that's, of course, how I lost Pebbles, my trusty sidekick.
Yes.
Well, you know,
not a lot of people, you know, you've seen people with parrots and stuff like that. An ostrich was an interesting venture.
Well, here's the thing. I went into Mike's and I said, like, is an ostrich a pirate bird? And they were like, it is indeed. Absolutely. So I was like, okay, well, I got a good deal on an ostrich. If you're going to buy a parrot.
Yeah.
Have a look at the price, because for this very same price, you can get an ostrich.
Really?
Yeah. And you get more.
Pound
for pound, it's a bigger bird. Just a bigger bird. It's more value. And a pirate is always about value.
Pirate is always about value. Oh,
I mean, some people say it's all about the big score and the booty and getting the chest, you know, the treasure map and stuff. But a lot of what I used to do, now this is before we had our yacht business, which we're going to get to, by the way. But a lot of my time was spent looking for treasure, you know? And if you're looking for treasure for most of your year, you're very frugal.
Yeah, so you were just looking around. You weren't, like, trying to actually raid other ships.
Well, no. We had a very small crew, and we were a very positive pirate crew. You know, we weren't about putting down other ships out there. It was about if we found gold... If we happened across it.
And no one else was looking for
it. And no one else was claiming it.
Yeah.
So obviously what we would do is we would find, occasionally with our metal detectors, we'd hit a beach on an abandoned island and we'd find some gold buried. Okay. Gold works on metal detectors. Yes, 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 yes.
I wasn't even querying that.
Oh, right.
Occasionally you found a beach with the metal detectors.
No. We'd find the beach with our, you know, with our...
Eyesight
with our crow's nests, with the spyglass.
Yeah. You came to me one time and were like, I need a beach detector. What have you got?
Well, now, I was just wondering if it was a possibility, because you're a connected man. You know, you have a background in tech.
That's right. Yeah.
That's your kind of modus operandi. And I was thinking, well, you know, if anybody, my man, Simon Bryman, would be able to sort this out with a beach detector. You still haven't sorted it, but you're getting very close.
No, I have created a kind of cliff detector, and...
You found Cliff Richard that time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I found Cliff Richard underneath my sofa.
Yeah. Can you believe that?
Yeah.
Can you believe that?
A little fella there. There he was. He had burrowed up.
Now, not... Don't... He'd burrowed up. Cliff Richard, of course... Half a singer, half a prairie dog.
Yeah, I mean, this is what it seems like is really going on. I mean, you know, everyone's always talking about, you know, oh, he's just like so sweet and innocent. But the man is a prairie dog. He hangs out with prairie dogs.
Yeah.
Go
as the prairie dogs go.
He does. And this happened later in his career. You know, his later career, I mean, it kind of tapered off after Mistletoe and Wine.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. As it does every Christmas for Cliff.
I mean, yeah, certainly does now. But, you know, I mean, that's got to be his... Oh, there was one about God, wasn't there, in there?
Couldn't tell you.
Yeah.
Couldn't tell you.
I think he had a hit in, like, every decade for, you know...
5 decades or something.
60s, 70s, 80s, 90s.
That makes sense.
2000s.
International superstar, of
Last
course.
One was just like, hey, God. If you're, you know... God. If you're trying to find, you know, the God people, they just love God.
Christians?
Yeah.
Well, we've run into a couple of Christians now on the Seven Seas for sure. So they can be spiteful. They can be very spiteful.
Yeah, particularly. I mean, when you say run into, you mean run into them.
We've driven our vessel into their vessel. And,
you
know, because ours is designed for ramming. You know, we're able to sustain the damage, and they were not. And they get awful tetchy if you go through their, you know, their yacht.
Yeah, for a short while.
Oh, for sure. And then you're gone through them and off into the distance, and they can't. They're not chasing you. Not a chance. Not a chance.
Now, what is this? You got, you know, every episode you have a different flag grog. Mm. What have you got this week?
So this grog is it's a blackberry rum.
Oh, that sounds absolutely delicious.
I tell you what.
It's quite thick.
Oh, it's good though. It is thick.
There's quite a lot of the blackberries are still sloshing around.
Oh, it's chunky. Yeah, it's
more of a blackberry alcohol soup.
An alcohol soup, sure. It's like a fruity oatmeal.
Yeah,
that's the consistency. What's great about it is, I don't know if you haven't got a beard, of course, Simon.
No,
but I have
big. I'm capable.
You're incapable of it.
Yeah, I'm incapable of growing a beard. It was, you know, I had an accident.
A
facial accident. I mean, the face looks fine. I just cannot grow any hair out of there because I got an electric shock.
On your face.
On my face. I was trying to kiss an electric eel.
God. Been there myself. Oh, my first wench was an electric eel.
Really? Yes, that's fantastic. Yes.
Anyway, so you kissed this electric eel. You thought it was love at first sight. You felt the electricity.
It was coming towards me. And I thought, well, here we go.
It's time. Pucker up.
Yeah. But no, got an old Zappo in the chin, and absolutely wiped away any chance of me growing a beard.
Oh, such a shame! It's not something you would have realized straight away, of course. You know, that's something that it would have taken you weeks to realize.
Gosh, yeah, I you know, there was a party, and
you're there trying to grow stubble for the party.
Well, it was a fancy dress, me and the lads, we said, well, let's all go as the Seven Dwarves.
Oh, great, great costume.
Yeah.
Well, how many of you were there?
Well, there was 8 of us, but we reckoned that one, you know, you wouldn't be able to count.
No one's
that
counting.
Well.
No, not that quickly.
No,
if
not
you arrive
quickly.
In a group and you disperse amongst the party, you just assume they're 7.
They're 7.
Can I tell you? Same with the Seven Seas.
Oh, really?
Yeah. There's a couple extra in there. Call them the 7. They round it down.
Don't know. I mean, you want to name the 7 seas?
Oh, yeah. As we always do. There's the Atlantic. There's the Pacific. There's
the oceans,
The oceans. There's the... they're the two big seas.
Yeah.
Then there's vitamin C. There's
Adriatic.
The Adriatic, the loophole, the Bermuda's Triangle, Arctic Circle.
Not to be confused with the Bermuda Triangle, but the Bermuda's Triangle, named after the shorts.
Oh, yeah. Well, if you go there, it's kind of like there's a big island of Bermuda shorts. So that's where all the Bermuda... If you ever lose a pair of Bermuda shorts, they
go
back home.
Which we all have.
Yeah. Bermuda shorts are neither created nor destroyed. They just disappear, go back to the homeland, and then they're brought back. They swim upstream. Someone goes and catches them, brings them to a gap. You know, you buy them again. It's the circle of life.
I ran into a Bermuda's fishing
expedition.
Crew one time. Yeah, you know, they had the old boat. Mm-hmm. You know, now that they can't hunt whales anymore, let's head for the Bermudas.
And it's not an easy thing to transfer from whale hunting into Bermuda hunting, because you can't harpoon a Bermuda.
No, it'll just tear it.
Tear it straight through, and then it's worthless to you. You know, you have to coax a Bermuda.
Yeah.
You have to coax it onto the ship.
That's right. Yeah. You're just like, oh, I think I might go swimming, lads. Anybody got any swimming trunks that I could, have a go of?
Yeah. And that once that happens, then their ears, but their pockets will perk up listening. Mm-hmm. If you get one that sort of moves away from the pack, it's interested. You know, and then it's a kind of dance that happens over the course of 2 or 3 hours where you have to put on the Bermudas without actually touching them with your hands. If your feet and legs can get into the Bermudas, you've got them.
You can't touch them with your hands.
As soon as you touch them with the hands, the Bermudas know what's happening.
Right.
Yeah. And then they swim away. They get scared. But if you can entice them onto your legs. Anyway, listen, this is a rabbit hole.
Well, let's talk about it.
Yacht news. Yeah. Let's talk about our yacht news.
Didn't work that time.
it's a different jangle.
It's different. Very dull bong there.
Yes.
For yacht news.
So we've been obviously scouring the web.
Yachts. To get rid of some of the rust.
Yeah. So this is more, it's kind of...
took out local. Some Brillo pads and we scoured the yachts.
Now, we're not finished, not by a long shot, but yachts 1 through 4 are looking far cleaner than they were. We've got a lot of the mollusks off the hull.
Yeah.
We've exposed a huge amount of the rust, actually. So I think that's one of the biggest steps.
It'll burn off.
Yeah, once that gets exposed to the sea air, that'll sort itself out.
Oh my God, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yacht news. Elon Musk has decided to make a new kind of yacht. It's a Russian doll yacht.
Russian doll yacht.
So it's a yacht. He's got a tiny yacht that is inside another yacht. So there's just an ant in the first yacht. And then there's
an ant.
Yeah.
In the first yacht, there's an ant. So there's an ant piloting the first yacht, of course.
Ant captain, yeah. He's stuck a chip in its head. And so it's in a pool on the second yacht, which, of course, is cat yacht.
Of course, it goes ant, cat.
Ant,
of course.
Cat.
Now, you'd think that's a big jump in size, but there's two things
you
got to
fit a yacht in yacht.
You got to fit the yacht in the yacht. You got to fit the water in the second yacht. Also, not your average ant. Big ant.
Big ant, small cat, yeah. And then, of course, is the next yacht, the cat yacht is inside.
Deck yacht. So there's ant, there's cat, and there's deck. It is the...
Declan
from Ant and Deck.
From Ant and Deck,
yes,
yeah.
Yes, yeah. So it's Ant, Cat and Deck. It's the SMTV Live crew are back together.
Exactly, yeah.
So
yeah.
He's very excited because that's
very
massive
excited.
For Elon Musk to get that sort of celebrity endorsement.
Yeah. Oh. It was Keelty's idea.
Of course it was. Yeah. Of course, Keelty has his finger in so many pies. He's like what we call
finger pie.
He's an octopus. He's an octopus.
Oh yeah, that's what. Yeah,
yeah. He's just, what do you call?
That's what we call him.
We call him an octopus.
Yeah,
because he's got more hands than he has thoughts.
He certainly does. That man has more. I mean, if you ever meet him, you just walk away thinking that man has more hands than thoughts. Which is two. He has two
he
hands.
Has two hands, but even less thoughts.
One track mind. Yeah.
Yeah, of course.
Let me get Cat Deely into
God,
something.
God, can I just, please.
Yeah.
I miss Cat Deely. I really do. I think she
you
was.
You do.
I do. Yeah, but that's also what Patrick Keelty was saying.
God, I hope he doesn't miss her.
Oh, they're married, are they?
They're married, yeah.
Well, you know, he probably does miss her every day.
Oh, yeah, when he's off doing stuff.
Yeah.
It's like,
yeah.
I wonder what Cat's up to.
God. Fair play. And is she doing any TV work anymore, Cat Deely?
Last thing I saw her do was like a backstage tour of U2's concert.
Oh, right. So she's doing a bit.
Yeah, that was probably 10 years ago.
All right, okay. Well, listen.
She wasn't like a tour guide. It was like on camera.
She'd been hired as a presenter.
Interviewing The Edge and being like, what's going on with your guitars?
Oh, very good.
He was like, oh, searing questions. I got loads of them.
Yeah. Yeah, well, that's fantastic. Yacht news. We're going to rent our yachts for the low price of $34.99 once they're all scoured.
Yes. That's
yacht news.
That's kind of our news.
We just wanted to throw that in there.
Yeah. So $34.99.
Now, that gets you on the yacht.
I mean, you know, it's yours to do with whatever you want for the 5 minutes.
Yes.
That you're on the yacht. You can try and get out of the port.
Now, we're not... It's not... That sounds as though we're going to stop them from getting out of the port. That's not the case. These yachts are just not yet seaworthy.
No, it seems like the rudder is absolutely fucked.
Yeah.
So you'll just kind of crane into some other yachts.
Yeah, entirely impossible to guide these yachts at the moment. They're just they're like children's toys in a bath. They just sort of bob about the place.
Mm.
No real direction at all.
Mm.
But
you were bitterly disappointed by when you got your kids some toys for the bath.
Well, listen, I'm a seafaring man,
yeah.
You know, and obviously my kids were born and raised on the Black Earl, which is obviously our ship.
Mm.
And yeah, so it
named after My Name is Earl.
That's right, named after My Name is Earl, of course. What's the name of that guy who plays Earl?
Sorry, you went a little bit Cookie Monster there. But don't worry, folks. He is okay. Is that Jason Lee played My Name is Earl?
That's the fella. Anyway, listen. Black Earl is our ship. And my child was in our wooden bathtub, of course. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to teach him the basics of sea navigation.
Mm.
And I got him just like... CC navigation.
Yeah, just how to navigate emails and carbon copy things.
Well, I needed somebody to do the emails, right? We're living in 2022.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of the... Listen, here's the thing. Pirating has moved on. It's moved on.
It's in a new age
of technology. People aren't just... And I know you haven't gotten the beach detector yet, but people aren't just scouring beaches for gold anymore. They're not doing it. I'm a dinosaur of my craft.
Yeah.
You know,
that's a big part of pirating, is it?
Not anymore.
No.
That's what I'm saying.
Right.
I'm the only one out there doing it.
Yeah.
You know. And here's the thing, if we're lucky enough to find gold on some of these beaches, being the conscientious pirate,
mostly in somebody's bag or something.
Well, sometimes it's a bag, sometimes it's just a lost ring or something like that. But being the conscientious pirate that I am, we put up, look, we found this. Is this anyone's gold?
Mm, mm.
And it's always claimed.
Oh, really?
Even if it, like, sometimes it's an engagement ring and, like, we're delighted we've, you know, reconnected the people with that ring.
Yeah.
But sometimes I know it's just a rival pirate gang and they're just robbing our gold.
Oh, really?
And they say, yeah, we buried
that. Every time?
You know it is.
Mm.
Turlock Hill.
Old Silver Brows himself. Well, hold on. Wait, maybe that was the name of a pirate that we talked to once.
Turlock Hill?
No. Silver Brows.
Was it? Was that Will Hines?
Who's Will Hines?
Was that Silver Brows?
I don't know. We didn't talk to him anyway. So the point is...
That's right. Anyway, listen, the point is I got my child some toys.
And
they just didn't work in the bath.
And they are not good yachting toys.
They're not good yachting toys. They don't, you can't set them in a simple direction. Like, all you're trying to do in a bath is like maybe up and back. But they have no momentum. They have no, they're not self-propelling. There's no rudder. You know, they're just... They float. They're like eggs.
Yeah,
they just float.
Poorly rigged sails.
Oh, the rigging on the... I'm not going to get into the rigging on the sails. There's no slack at all.
It's too small.
It's too small.
Well...
Final bit of yacht news.
Final bit of yacht news. Oh, no, I was going to talk about something else.
Oh, well, final bit of yacht news is our website is up. So check it out. Look, yachts after happening.
So, wait, this is the podcast for this business. Do you know that... Several supermarkets have their own podcasts.
Go away.
Yeah.
About what?
I don't know. There's like a, you know...
Well, listen, we can't be slinging mud.
Podcast.
There is not.
Yeah. What are you going to listen to that about? Anyway...
Well, why would you listen to this other podcast?
This is a business with
a
podcast.
We understand why we're doing this. This is not just a business.
To talk about yachting.
Yeah, we've been doing this yachting podcast for God now, 6-7 years. And it's only in the last year or two we've decided, hey... Let's take some of this knowledge, some of this passion we have for yachts, and let's translate it into a little bit of booty for ourselves.
That's right. And thanks to all of the Patreons that have subscribed, you're getting that bonus content.
That's right. Yeah, you get an extra...
Sound waves of the sound of waves.
Oh, you do. Yeah, you get our weekly... meditation podcast where we just sort of the two of us snore by the beach.
There's the bonus episode where you get to hear us chasing a different kind of bird each week out of the studio.
that's right. There's obviously the bonus episode of Pebbles's funeral, which is heartbreaking.
With the 10 nail gun salute.
Yeah, as we closed down the lid of the crate and we sudunk as we shut.
A lot of people said that's in bad taste. I mean, that's the bird died.
Yeah.
Well,
if you've got a quicker way to put a lid on a crate, I'd like to see it. And we've bought the nail gun already, so we're going to use it.
And it's not going to get any more dead.
No. Yeah. No, fully dead. Anyway, so thank you so much for supporting us.
Yeah.
And for supporting Simon. So Simon, of course, I'm a nobody on this podcast, but Simon obviously is a celebrity of his own note, having presented that TV show where he goes in through, the letterbox of people's homes.
That's right, yeah.
Yeah.
Through the letterbox, it's a involuntary version of Through the Keyhole. I will force my way through a letterbox.
Yeah. Classically, you famously have one very flat hand that can fit into most letterboxes.
Yeah, and just kind of long arms that can kind of reach up and open the latch.
Yeah, like a Slender Man.
Or like, now I've forgotten his name now, even though I knew his name, or somebody else knew his name, Boggs or something from the X-Files. Anyway, he was mentioned on a different podcast before. Tombs. It's Tombs. It's Tombs. Eugene Tombs from the X-Files.
Oh, right. Okay.
The guy who can reach around corners and stuff.
Yeah. A very deep cut there. I haven't seen the X-Files. We didn't get the X-Files on... The only thing we got was AM radio on the on the Black Earl. Yeah.
Well,
I didn't even get My Name is Earl on the Black Earl. Can you believe that? Anyway, so... The letterbox, through the letterbox, involuntary show where you would
get into somebody's house and, you got 60 seconds to guess who it is before their face appears. And I'll usually bring the contestants in, through the keyhole. They're in the studio, they'll be coming with me and be like, "You sure we're allowed to do this?" I'm like, don't worry about it.
Yeah. So you'd say around 60 seconds, because it's not something that we've timed. It's not scheduled.
Really
just you've broken into this house, and it's how quickly can you get around the house before the person who's in finds you.
So, round one, can you guess from looking around? No, of course, there's two ways that the episode will go. Either it's round one is, can you guess what the security code is? Quickly, press the button. No, you press that button twice. And then that's followed, of course, by can you escape the police? And round three, the elimination round, is, of course, what excuse do you have for the police for why we broke into Holly Willoughby's house?
Right, yeah. So round one, two, and three.
It's always Holly Willoughby every episode.
Anyway, if she's home, the contestants have to guess. Okay, yeah. I'm looking at a photo of her and Philip Scooby.
No idea.
Whose house could this be?
Okay, so I was going to say Vernon Kay, but that's not Holly Willoughby. That's Tess Daly.
Yeah, you know, yeah. She seems to be pals with Tess Daly. She has, oh, look at this.
She's got photographs of Keith Lemon in there as well.
She seems to collect neck braces. What could that be about? And then, of course, you've got the round two is, can you guess whose voice that is saying, hello, is there someone there?
Yeah. Now, of course, you know, as the series went on, the voice saying who's there, that would change in, you know, familiarity.
More like Simon, get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
Then what are you doing?
Towards the end of season two, when you've broken into her house probably 18 or 20 times at this stage, you know, she
set up her own traps in there. It's kind of like Indiana Jones at that point.
It's like a Home Alone, but from the point of view of the criminals. Yeah.
That's right. Yeah.
Yeah. So from the point of view of
and
Marv,
you know, I dress us up like Pesci and the other guy.
Yeah, Marv and Joe Pesci.
Yeah, one real name, one not.
And you iron the front of your face.
Well, I will just iron the front of my face just because it's a good excuse for why I'm breaking in.
Yeah, it's like, I needed some burn cream. And sometimes as well, you know, if you haven't got a mask, little top tip here, if you haven't got a mask, iron your face. Because you won't look like yourself.
Oh, God, no. You won't feel like yourself either.
Not at all, no. Yeah. So you'll just be weeping out of this kind of triangular shape on your face. Mm. And they won't be able to identify you.
No. Anyway, of course, you know, they have to figure out whose house it is before Holly Willoughby arrives and punches us in the face.
Exactly. Now, Holly is a... She's a... got a hell of a right hook on her, but also one of the tricks of the show is not guessing too early, because we know always it's Holly Willoughby. But what you do is you'll go in with a couple of fake clues
every time. I say this might be somebody else. Now I, you know, every time it's Holly Willoughby's, but like, okay, I've fixed it now. This is a different house.
Different house.
It's going to be different person. She's actually sold her house, so someone else is living here now. So,
I remember that one. That was a great one.
Yeah, it was a great episode. Yeah.
And if they guess too early, then they lose. And you've spent some time
in... If they guess too late, they lose.
They lose. And who's guessing
prize
again?
Prize every week is something that you grab from Holly Willoughby's house.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, and it's you bring someone in through the door, isn't it? So, like, it's a... There's usually a guest star that you're pulling around the house with you. Is that how it works?
Oh, well, the contestants are there. But, yeah, they'll be like, you know, sometimes... there'll be like a, you know, a helper, a celebrity, you know, to help you along the way, to give you some clues. Here he is, and it's the surviving member of the Chuckle Brothers.
The Chuckle Brothers,
and I say that too. That's what I call him. I can't remember if it's Barry or Kevin.
I think it's. Paul, isn't it? Paul and Barry. I think it's Paul. Barry Lives. Barry Lives. And that always trends on Twitter after you bring him in, because it's every week it's the same guest celebrity as well. Yeah. Have to say, really nice touch that one time you had somebody dressed as Paul. Really nice touch. We had a Paul... Chuckle impersonator.
Well, I mean, it was Barry that I dressed as Paul. Just to confuse things.
Every time you got to get the contestants off
balance.
You do. And honestly, I think Barry was a little off balance as well. He caught himself in the mirror and he had a bit of a breakdown.
You really did. And that was just electric television.
Just you were nominated for the BAFTA.
Staring into the mirror saying, it's me, it's you, it's me, it's you.
Anyway.
Anyway.
Rest in power. Rest in power.
Paul chuckle. So, well, I mean, that's plenty of time, but I was going to just update people on the, because, you know, why I'm worked in tech, I got all my money, and then I just decided, you know, Branson style, let's get involved in yachting. And so that's how I'm, you came from piracy, but I came
sporting
yachting.
Sporting yachting, exactly. So you'd go to the galas around the world, mm-hmm. and we met out in Malibu. So there was a gala happening. It was kind of a an exhibition match, and you were out there scouting what the top teams were doing. And my ship came into view, and it was on fire. And
that's right.
We were, you know, the three of us. We're a very small crew. Like I said, the three of us were kind of trying to put it out. But
who's in your crew again?
Well, there was Pebbles.
Pebbles. You.
Pebbles, myself. And, before Turlock left, there was Turlock, but then our final crew member was Pickaxe. Not an actual Pickaxe.
No,
just
course
a
not.
Man with a long nose.
Okay, right, that's why you call him Pickaxe, yeah.
No, we called him Pickaxe because he would always throw his head into rocks.
Like a pickaxe
would. Yeah. So if we couldn't bring him near a mine.
Right, okay.
Because if he caught a whiff of a sulfur mine or something, he'd sprint off.
Yeah.
And he'd run down to the very bottom of the mine and he'd throw his head against
the
wall.
And he is liable to catch a whiff because of that big nose.
That's the thing. We're not sure if it's, you know, if he had the... You know, what came first? Was it that he could smell mines and it set him off? Or that he was really attracted to mines and then down the line learned the smell of them? We don't know. But anyway, he'd just throw his head against the rocks and he would be very difficult to pull him out of the... Because once he's got a grip...
Yeah.
Anyway, so they were the three.
Is he doing? Is he recovered after... Because he threw his head against the wrong kind of mine, didn't he? Sea mine out there.
There was an LC mine, and I said, that just, it's the same word, but they can't smell the same.
No.
Pickaxe, please.
Come on, Pickaxe.
And he was like, I know a mine when I see a mine. And I said, come on. You're my second mate. You're my second mate. And if we lose you, it's just me and the bird. And that's how we ended up on fire. He just dived at the mine. It exploded. Right. He was launched clear.
That's good.
Oh yeah. Oh, he's just a little bit singed. We lost the ship. We sort of flailed into port, I would say. And then we met each other. Our eyes met across the flames. we saw potential business, I think, sort of in front of us.
Yes, of doing podcasts.
Yeah, that's right.
I've got to talk to this guy, is what I thought. Yeah. This guy seems like he has a problem.
Yeah, and I also knew my way around a ship as well. I think that's probably what you picked up on. Because, we were burning, but I knew where to focus a lot of the water.
You were screaming, the bow is on fire, the bow is on fire, as is the stern. And I was like, this
and the
guy
mast,
knows his
the
stuff.
The mast, somebody get clear of the mast.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and I think, you know, it worked out well. We were... You know, not immediately. You know, it was a couple of years before we met each other again.
Oh, God, yeah. I enjoy the sport of yachting. Just a quick update before we finish on where I'm at with the big Mediterranean yacht race.
Yeah. So
coming
up
soon.
It's like the Gumball 3000, but for yachts.
Exactly, yeah. It's not how fast you finish, it's if you finish at all, and are you just getting drunk?
Yeah. 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 Are you, and like many of the competitors do, they get, I tell you what, they wouldn't mind. Actually, speaking of which, get some more of that blackberry,
rum? I think so, absolutely, yeah.
All over my beard.
Oh, dear.
God, yeah, it's good.
Yeah. Anyway, I've teamed up with Party Boy from Jackass. He's on board.
Party Boy.
Party Boy.
Chris Pontius.
Chris Pontius.
God, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Pontius is up for it.
Steve-O.
Steve-O is no.
You should get him board on board now.
Oh, yeah.
Bam. Get Bam involved. Because Bam, oh, he's had a hard run of it.
He has. Bam, yeah, he's having a difficult time at the moment.
Yeah, and I think one of the best, because he's trying to get sober, one of the best things in the world he could do is enter a race where everybody's getting drunk around him. It'd be a real, it'd be a test for the man.
It would be a real test. Unfortunately, he has not passed the
fitness test.
Fitness test.
Oh, it's
yeah.
a shame. It's a shame.
Yeah. Anyway, we've been training. Pontius is in there. We have Duncan Goodhue, the bally swimmer man from the 80s.
Oh, yeah. Okay. And you have Tim Curry's there as well, haven't you?
Tim Curry is there. He's kind of the manager. He doesn't want to get involved in the actual...
Well, he's done his time, you know.
Oh, God,
he's more of a... He's not a captain anymore. He's more of a... Like an admiral, I suppose, you know.
Exactly.
You know, moving the pieces around the board is old Tim Curry at this stage.
He does, and that's how he communicates with us. And he'll be like, okay, I want the ship to jump like a knight. And we're like, okay, we'll give it a go. Tim, you know what you're doing.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you don't have all of the pieces, of course. It's not a full chess set.
No, he will throw them out all overboard when he's done with them.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So you've got...
Fuck the bishop. I don't understand it. Out it goes.
Yeah, well, it moves diagonally. It's wild. So you have you've Monopoly pieces, of course. You've got the little top hat.
Mm.
You have checkers pieces. You have chewing gum. Mm. You know, you have a ping pong ball.
Yeah.
Yeah, those are the sort of pieces. And you have to try and... Tim's using these to communicate what to do in the gumball.
Yep, that's right. So look out for us in the Mediterranean yacht race.
Are you excited about this?
Oh, God, I'm so excited.
Yeah, okay. Because if you don't mind me saying, you're kind of more of a... I knew you as more of a leisure yacht man. Do you know? When you were interested in the sporting yacht.
Yeah, yeah.
But, you know, it's one of your first forays into actually competing.
Yeah.
You know?
This is a quintuple-hulled yacht.
And okay.
Yeah, they just kind of go round and round. You know, you've seen a double-hulled yacht.
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like a catamaran.
Exactly, like a catamaran. This is five, so it can just kind of roll over and over.
Fair enough. Well, so, and are your limbs ready for a competition like this? Because, you know, we know you've very thin limbs that can fit through an
letterbox. This is the problem. They've kind of become like ropes, and so it's hard to pull winches and stuff like that.
Because you were
They'll
in your first couple
entangled.
Of... Yeah, okay. Because your first couple of races, you were the flag.
That's right. Yeah, I acted as a flag. I would just wave everybody on, and people would be like, hey, great job. Why didn't you get it on a boat? And I thought, let's do it.
100%.
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's great. So that's the Mediterranean boat race. So we're raising money to send Simon Bryman over. Chris Pontius, of course, is going to meet you there.
Chris, yes, Duncan Goodhue's
swimming over, is he?
Swimming over.
Is he still fighting fit? Is Goodhue?
No, he's seen better years.
Sure.
Certainly.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
But he's in great spirits.
Good. Okay, yeah. So he's probably not going to make it to the Mediterranean. Is he swimming from England?
He is, but he's doing it in Elon Musk's yacht.
Yacht. Okay, yeah, the SMTV yacht.
The what?
The SMTV yacht with Ant, Deck, and Cat.
That's right, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so he's just swimming about on the pool in the yacht. And people are like, well done, Duncan, well done.
Great.
Well, there we go. That's it. That's all we have time for on Look Yachts After Happening.
Yeah, thanks again for tuning in. And, you know, it's great just to chat to fellow yacht lovers and to let's keep this communication. We didn't chat with them today, but...
We chatted to each other.
We chatted to each other. And let's keep the community afloat.
Oh, God, yeah. Let's hope it keeps going.
Oh, for sure. As far as the horizon.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, Simon, I believe you have I was going to say tea time, but that's not what when you take off.
Yeah,
ship.
No, it's tea time. It's a golf yacht race.
Is it a golf yacht race? Mm-hmm. So you tee up and then you sort of hit a golf ball and then you chase it with a ship.
Yeah, you've got to hit the ball and hopefully catch it in the hole on your own ship every time.
Great.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Well, I'm off to scour the rest of our yachts.
Yeah.
$34.99.
Great, yeah. Well, until next time.
Look, yachts after happening.
Mm.
That's yachts after happening?
Yeah.
In 1162, a yacht sailed into the blue. In 493, Plato paid half a fees. In 1284, was the first ever shaw. In 928, modern machine was first made. Something's after going on. What's the story with this thing? All kinds of carry on.